Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
No, someone's going to win heat tickets, though. Heat tickets every hour. Solana's very excited. Miami Heat opened their campaign tomorrow in Orlando. And their home opener is Sunday. Well, I didn't even realize. What time is it a night game on Sunday?
6 p.m.
All right. So you can watch the Dolphins game if you want to. and then catch some Heat basketball.
You say it like that.
Who do they have? They have Orlando Wednesday, and who do they have before the Knicks?
Memphis on Friday, and then they play the New York Knicks Sunday. They play six of their first eight on the road.
So they're going to start 0-3. There's no question. Who do they have after the Knicks?
Why do you say 0-3? There's no question.
Because Orlando's much better than them, Memphis is much better than them, and the Knicks are much better than them.
You think the Heat are trash, man.
No, I think I'm more realistic about them than you are.
That's fair. That's fair, but I don't think they're incapable of competing against some of the better teams in the NBA.
I didn't say that they were incapable of competing.
But you're putting them down for 0-3 no. against three good teams.
Well, what do you have them after those three games?
3-0.
This is a 41-41. They'd be happy.
Who do they have
no.
after yes. the Knicks? I'm putting you on the spot here because why would you have the schedule memorized?
But. I should. They have the. I'll tell you right now. I know six of the first eight are on the road. They have the Hornets at home on
All
Tuesday.
Right. Okay. Who's on the Hornets?
Nobody.
All right, so there you go.
You got a Hornets win.
You got 1-3, and and you move on from there. I have something. Wait a second. I have something about NBA teams.
You want to hear their road trip after that Hornets game?
Do I?
I don't know. You do. Spurs on the road.
Yeah.
Lakers on the road. Clippers on the road.
I was going to say, are the Lakers very good? I forgot they had Luka.
LeBron is out with butt pain.
That is true.
Pain in the ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm playing through it.
And then the Nuggets. Those are the
They could legitimately start 1-6.
Easily. Well, Solana's looking mad, but easily.
Yahoo. I have this Yahoo story. NBA survival guide. Best and worst case scenarios for all teams in the NBA. You want to know the best and worst? Let me click on the Heat here. Best case scenario for the Heat. This is according to Yahoo. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and Norman Powell form the foundation of a competitive team. Maybe not one that can contend. This is best case scenario, by the way. Maybe not one that can contend, but competitiveness is key, and they always seem to have it in Miami. That competitiveness is contagious, bro.
Hey.
And the Heat enjoy the fruits in the form of progression from more than one of Kasparis Jakučionis, Kalel Ware, Jaime Jaquez, and Nikola Jovic. They are more than just prospects. They are pieces that can both help the Heat win games in the near term and sweeten any pot for whenever the next superstar becomes available.
So about 500.
Worst case scenario, if everything falls apart, the defense craters in the long-term absence of Jimmy Butler. The offense is no better, even in the presence of Powell. And the Heat are just meh. That meh extends to the younger generation. And there is little more than mediocrity from Jakachonis, Ware, Hakez, and Jovic. Maybe they make another play-in tournament. Maybe they get a lottery pick out of the deal. But it's not a group that inspires a superstar to say, hey, I've been wanting to play in Miami, and now's the time I could win a championship with that roster. Worst case scenario, according to Yahoo.
50 wins would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's what. So 41 and 41 is just.
You want to know what the over-under is on the Hard Rock app? Let me look. Do you know what the season win total is?
I do not. I would guess it's floating around 40, 39 and a half, 40, 41.
Yeah, 500.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, but I mean, 50 wins last year is 4 seed in the East. That's what the Pacers were. If you're the Miami Heat this season, I mean, Cleveland's going to be good. Can they win in the playoffs? We don't know. They have to prove it to you. The Knicks are going to be good, but are they really a title contender? Maybe in the East right now, but they couldn't beat the Pacers last year. The Celtics,
the Eastern Conference
Pacers.
Finals and the divisional. We're trying to make the playoffs. You're
over
bad,
under.
You're bad mouthing teams that are. You just said Cleveland's good, but can they win the championship? No, they're going to the playoff. They're a playoff team.
You
want
to
know
what the win total is on the Hard Rock app?
40.
37 and a half.
That's close for me.
37 is what they were a year ago. Mm. That's what they won last year. 37 and 45. And downplay the Jimmy Butler saga all you want. That bleep matters, man. You had a guy who, for a month of the season, was pretty much telling you, bleep you,
right.
I don't want to play.
Right. But now you also don't have him at all.
You don't.
So that, and, like, you know what I mean? It's probably equal.
What did you add? A rookie in Casper?
Well, Casper is Jakučonis.
Well, Norman Powell, though.
Norman would be the bigger acquisition.
But that's not just a acquisition. That's a really good acquisition that they gave up absolutely nothing for.
No, I think it's a great acquisition.
We're not talking about the movement. We're talking about the talent.
They're better this year than they were last year after trading Jimmy Butler, and throughout the entire month-long fiasco that was Jimmy Butler not trying and standing in the corner until finally the Heat had to say, hey, go home. We're starting Haywood Highsmith over you. They're better this season. I'll give you this. It's going to be tough at the beginning. No Tyler Hero. They have to figure out how they're going to run this new offense while still upholding the standard defensively that they need to play at in order to stay in games. And who's their closer? Who's the guy that's going to get the ball? We hope it's Norman Powell, but we have to see how it plays out. So I'm with you. Early on, this might not look great. But to sit here today and say that the Heat aren't better than they were a season ago, I think you're looking at
a season ago with Jimmy Butler? You're only counting the part where Jimmy Butler wasn't part of the team?
No, the team that ended the season last year.
Okay, better than the team that ended the season.
For sure,
I got you. Norman and the young guys. And then, but Spo hates Khalil Ware. Who's our other big? Triple J?
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, here he goes.
Heat to make the playoffs. No is minus 160. Big favorite. Not even to make the playoffs on the Hard Rock app. Yes is plus 130.
Yeah, people feel like they're a play-in team again. 9, 10 seed. They're going to be fighting for a play-in seed.
Rookie of the year, Jokic, plus 5,000. Cooper Flagg, minus 185.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Did the Heat ever have rookies of the year? Because Spo doesn't like young
guys. He doesn't really love to play rookies.
It's a complicated matter with Spo when it comes to rookies. He'll play them, especially if they're first-round picks. But, man, that leash is so damn short.
You know, I have a bet. I sent it to you guys a while ago, but I did put in a bet. I think it was a bonus bet. Yeah, $10 bonus bet. Zion Williamson to win MVP at plus 15,000.
Because he lost a couple pounds?
He looks like a man.
Oh, Lord. Here he goes.
Zion Williamson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.